Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Celine.
Yesterday, we introduced the Discovery Kids program, Gastronuts.
The kids on this program also call themselves the Gastronuts.
Yeah, they love everything to do with food and want to find out lots of facts about food.
Yeah, the host of the show is Stephen Gates. Mm-hmm. He's a food expert.
And on the show, the kids go to restaurants to talk to cooks.
They also do experiments with food themselves.
Yeah, try to go, what happens if I put this in? See what happens. They always want to learn things. Where does food come from? How is it made? What cool things can we do with it?
Okay, in part two of our article, we'll see some examples of what they do.
Let's read through it and find out.
Gastronuts.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
In one episode, the gastronuts start by trying a strange treat, golds.You might not think of gold as food. But pure gold is safe to eat. The kids don't think it tastes like much, though.After that, they try square watermelons from Taiwan. Do square ones taste different from round ones? Next,They visit a special restaurant in London. This restaurant makes very cute, tiny plates of food. Last,They get to make the kids' dream foods become real. How about a giant piece of chocolate? Some purple potatoes or pink baked beans?For more adventures, tune in to Gastronuts on Discovery Kids.
Word power.
Gold. Gold.Lila's mother gave her gold as her birthday gift. Lila's mother gave her gold as her birthday gift. Taste. 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 Tasted. Tasted. This hamburger tastes so good. I want to eat some more.This hamburger tastes so good. I want to eat some more. Round. Round. The cakes at this bakery are square, but these cookies are round. The cakes at this bakery are square, but these cookies are round. Tiny. tiny. Steve keeps a tiny mouse as a pet. Steve keeps a tiny mouse as a pet.
So part two of the article begins by saying, in one episode, the gastronauts start by trying a strange treat. Now, an episode, E-P-I-S-O-D-E, episode, is just one show of a TV program that has many shows. Maybe you'll see one episode every week, or one episode every day. Different things happen on each episode of a show.
一个节目 a program or a show 通常会有很多集去组成，像是偶像剧啊、乡土剧啊，都是嘛。像集的英文呢，就是 episode。我们今天的文章里首先介绍了其中一集的内容哦。在这集里面呢，吃喝探险家们先从尝试一种奇怪的点心开始。
Okay.
What's that?
What is this strange treat? The article says gold.
Ooh.
That's not food. What
no,
is this?
It's expensive.
It's, yes. To explain exactly what gold is, we have made it, gold, G-O-L-D, gold, our first word power word. Now here we're saying it as a noun, and let's find out exactly what gold is.So gold is a precious, soft, yellow metal that is used to make coins, jewelry, and so on, like this gold watch that we borrowed from a co-worker. Here's another example. Layla's mother gave her gold as her birthday gift. Layla's mother gave her gold as her birthday gift. Now, I believe you have...Some, you guys won't be able to see it, but there's gold on her fingers.
Yeah, right. 好啦，答案呢 ,gold 呢就是黄金啦。哦，这边的黄金是当作名词使用，真的是黄金而不是金黄色的意思。那刚刚的例句是说 ,Layla 的妈妈给她黄金当作生日礼物哦。
Very, very fancy.、Mm-hmm. But let's get back to the article, which says, you might not think of gold as food, but...Pure gold is safe to eat. Now, to think of one thing as something else just means to think of one thing in that particular way, like you could think of your pet cat as one of your family, or think of a person as a really close friend.
没想到吗？黄金竟然可以吃耶。文章就说了，你可能不会把黄金想成是食物，但是纯金其实是可以安全食用的。Think of something as something, 就是把某事物想成怎么样，或者是觉得某事物是什么。例如，你可能会把你的宠物当成家人，那就是 think of your pet as one of your family.
Okay, and we also saw the word...Pure, P-U-R-E, pure in that sentence. If something is pure, it is 100% or nearly 100% that thing. There is nothing else mixed in with it.
Pure 呢就是纯的，然后没有杂质的意思。像是 pure gold 就是纯金，那 pure silver 就是纯银。纯棉是什么？就是 pure cotton.
100% cotton. So what happens when the gastronauts eat gold? The gastronauts, they eat the stuff.
Wow.
And the article says the kids don't think it tastes like much, though. This isn't food. What is this? It doesn't taste.
It should be on my nails.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in that sentence, we saw the word taste. T-A-S-T-E. Taste. We're using it as a verb here, and it's our next word power word. So, to taste means to put food or drink in your mouth to find out what flavor it has. For example, this hamburger tastes so good.I want to eat some more. This hamburger tastes so good. I want to eat some more.
Taste 是动词，它比较特别，后面可以直接接形容词，也可以接 like 加名词。像刚刚的例句意思就是说呢，这个汉堡真好吃，我想要吃更多。
Now the kids don't think gold tastes like much, okay? That means they don't think it has any flavor.
Too bad.
Kind of like tofu, before you cook it、or put any sauce on it. That's got no taste. It doesn't taste like much. Or water.
All right, that's、okay? right.
Yeah, those things don't have a taste. They don't have a flavor.
但是这些孩子们呢他觉得这个黄金 doesn't taste like much 就是什么意思呢就是说吃起来好像没什么味道了像刚刚 Pat 说的这个豆腐和水也是这样子
Now this isn't the only food the gastronuts get to try Next the article says After that they try square watermelons from Taiwan、
身为吃喝探险家当然不会只是一样东西啦他们还试了别的东西哦像是什么呢在这个黄金之后他们尝试了来自台湾的这个方形西瓜啦、
Now you guys might be wondering the same as me which is the question we see next in the article、Do square ones taste different from round ones?、Good question. Now, before we think about the answer, we need to look at the word round, R-O-U-N-D, round. It's an adjective and it's our next word power word. So round means shaped like a ball. For example, the cakes at this bakery are square, but these cookies are round. The cakes at this bakery are square,But these cookies are round.
Round 在这边指的是形容词，意思是圆形的。那刚刚的例句意思就是说，这间这个烘焙坊的蛋糕是方形的，但是饼干却是圆形的。那文章里就问啦，方形的西瓜吃起来跟圆形的西瓜不一样吗？
Yeah, do square ones and round watermelons taste different? I have never eaten a square one. Have you?
No, I've never tried a square one either. But I do believe they taste the same.
They probably should.
Yeah, 我没有吃过啊，但是我觉得吃起来应该是都一样吧。
Well, sadly, we're not going to find out the answer. You will have to watch the show. But what else do the gastronuts do?The article says, next, they visit a special restaurant in London.
就是他们去拜访了伦敦的一间特别的餐厅了。
What is special about the restaurant? The article says, this restaurant makes very cute, tiny plates of food. Interesting. Let's talk about the word tiny, T-I-N-Y.Tiny, as it's our last word power word for the day. Tiny means extremely small. Really, 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 really small. For example, Steve keeps a tiny mouse as a pet. Steve keeps a tiny mouse as a pet.
最后这个单字呢，就是 tiny.Tiny 是形容词，意思是极小的、微小的。那刚刚的例句意思就是说 ，Steve 养这个超级小的老鼠当宠物。那这间餐厅，我们刚刚说的这个餐厅呢，它特别的地方在于，他们专做可爱的这个迷你食物。
Yeah, what I'm not sure is, are the plates really tiny, or is the food really tiny?
I guess both.、Mm-hmm. If the size of the food is small, then you don't need a large plate for it, right?
I don't know, maybe it just looks fancy or something. Anyway, the gastronuts aren't finished yet. The article says, last, they get to make the kids' dream foods become real.、To get to do something means you are allowed to make something happen or allowed to do something you want to do.
还没完呢。最后呢，他们还能够让小孩们的这个梦幻食物成真。Get to do something 就是能够或者说可以做到某件事的意思哦。
In this case, it's make their dream foods. When we use dream as an adjective in this way, dream foods, it could mean the food they saw in a dream.Or food that they really, really want to make, the crazy things they think about sometimes.
这里的 dream 呢不是做梦或者是梦境的意思而是梦想中呢或是梦幻的意思。那 dream food 当然就是梦幻食物的意思咯。
Yeah, similarly we could say dream vacation. That's like perfect vacation that you can
梦幻假期
think of.、The article gives some examples.How about a giant piece of chocolate,、some purple potatoes, or pink baked beans.
Okay.
Very unusual. Mm. We use the phrase a piece of when we want to show that there's one thing that can be kind of, it came from a larger thing, like a cake and a piece of cake, or chocolate and then a piece of chocolate, the smaller bit. We can also say, use a piece of when we want to count an uncountable noun.Like chocolate.
最后我们来看看这些梦幻食物哦，要不要来做一片这个超巨大巧克力，还是一些这个紫色的马铃薯啊，还有粉红色的橘豆嘞？哎 ，a piece of something 就是一片什么？那通常会用这个量词的有这个像是蛋糕啊、派啊、pizza， 或者是这个纸张 paper。通常不能数的时候用量词就对喽。哦，这些食物的尺寸。和颜色都蛮梦幻的，果然是 dream food.
We also talked about baked beans, which are a kind of food. The beans are cooked for a long time in some kind of liquid or maybe baked in an oven until they're really soft. You then put them in a can and all you need to do is heat them up again. Usually baked beans come in tomato sauce,Sometimes with extra ingredients as well. They are a popular food in the UK.
I've never tried before, I think.
They're so good.
橘豆这种东西呢，在台湾应该很少听到，但是在英国是很常见的食物哦，就是把豆子放到汤里炖到软，然后再放到这个罐子里，那想吃的时候再加热，通常是跟这个 tomato sauce 一起。
Yeah, they are good. They make Britain's one of our most famous food, beans on toast.
Beans on toast.
Almost a national dish. Anyway, the article finishes by saying, for more adventures, tune in to Gastronuts on Discovery Kids. To tune in just means to watch a show or listen to a radio show at the time it's shown on TV or played on the radio.You don't record it and watch it later or use Netflix or something. You watch it when it's shown. More simply, it just means watch.
最后呢，我们的文章就告诉我们呢、啊，想要看更多的探险，那就锁定少年探险频道的吃喝探险家 Gastronuts 吧。那 tune in 呢，就是收看、收听某节目的意思咯。That brings us to the end of the article. So now it's time for our magic box and stay tuned for our review time.
Magic box, 找亮点
Welcome to today's magic box. It's Emily. 所以刚刚呢，我们在课文当中提到了对于 gastronuts 来说很重要的一个概念就是 a dream come true 梦想成真他们不但可以吃到纯金啊课文最后呢还提到了 they get to make the kids dream food become real 他们还得以让、孩子们心目当中的梦幻食物变成真的 So what is a dream food?Dream 呢这边不是梦的意思吗没错 Dream 呢的确是你睡觉的时候做的那个梦但是呢它同时有其他许多的意思哦在这里的 dream 呢则是指对某些人来说很完美的东西常见的搭配词呢有 house job home 例如呢 dream house 梦想中的房子 dream home梦想中的家或者是 dream job 梦寐以求的工作本课当中的 dream food 就是在指呢梦寐以求的食物你也可能在广告当中听到有人宣传 dream holiday dream vacation 想当然了呢就是梦想中的假期啦 So for me a dream vacation would be to go on a cruise ship and just relaxFor me, a dream vacation would be to go on a cruise ship and just relax. 没错，对我来说呢，梦想中的假期就是要在游轮当中放松度过啊。那么 dream 呢，还有什么样其他的意思也很常见呢？想必你从小呢就被要求写一下这个作文题目吧。What do you want to be when you grow up? What is your dream? What do you want to be when you grow up? What is your dream?有猜到了吗？就是梦想的意思。那另外呢，再教给大家一个口语上面的用法。我们常会用 dream 来表示一个东西或是一个人，因为它的外表呢，或者是优秀的性能而备受注目。比如说 Brandy's boyfriend is a dream. Brandy's boyfriend is a dream. Brandy 的男朋友啊，因为他非常优秀，所以呢，根本是梦幻男友啊。又或者是一样东西哦，比如说 The new car is a dream to operate. The new car is a dream to operate. 那台新车呢，驾驶起来根本就是一个梦幻逸品啊。OK, stop daydreaming, 不要再做白日梦啦。换我来考考你，该怎么说我舅舅在河堤旁边建造了他梦想中的房子呢？
The answer is, my uncle built his dream house on the banks of the river. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Welcome to the AMC cooking program. I'm your host, Celine. My guest today is the famous cook, Oliver James.
I'm happy to be on the show today.
Before we start cooking, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Well, tell us how you got started with cooking.
Well, I first started learning from my mum and my dad. Then, after I left school, I started working in a restaurant.I worked in lots of restaurants over the next 10 years.
Wow. So how did you get into TV?
I just saw the chance to do my own program. So I asked a TV company and they said, okay.
Wow.
We made it in a tiny kitchen to show how people could make good food with just a few things. People seemed to like it.
Wow, what's the secret to making good food?
Oh, well, you need to have to enjoy yourself, really. Good food doesn't need to be on plates made of gold or anything. It just needs to taste good.
Okay, so here's our last question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like square plates or round plates?
Oh, good question. Maybe square plates look fancy,But round ones feel more traditional.
Okay, we're going to take a short break now, and after that, Oliver James will cook for us.
Yep, and that means it's also time to end our A-plus lesson for the day. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gastronuts. In one episode, the gastronuts start...by trying a strange treat, gold. You might not think of gold as food, but pure gold is safe to eat. The kids don't think it tastes like much, though. After that, they try square watermelons from Taiwan. Do square ones taste different from round ones? Next,They visit a special restaurant in London. This restaurant makes very cute, tiny plates of food. Last, they get to make the kids' dream foods become real. How about a giant piece of chocolate, some purple potatoes, or pink baked beans? For more adventures, tune in to Gastronauts.On Discovery Kids.
Gold. Gold. Lila's mother gave her gold as her birthday gift. Lila's mother gave her gold as her birthday gift. Taste. 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 Tasted.Tasted. This hamburger tastes so good. I want to eat some more. This hamburger tastes so good. I want to eat some more. Round. Round. The cakes at this bakery are square, but these cookies are round.The cakes at this bakery are square, but these cookies are round. Tiny, tiny. Steve keeps a tiny mouse as a pet. Steve keeps a tiny mouse as a pet.